Hello, hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Monica Michelle of Blog Talk Radio. I am your host calling you, or actually we're here on Michelle Minutes, and we are talking about her story. So thanks so much for tuning in and checking me out. I have actually been doing this for a couple of years now. Took a little bit of a hiatus, and now I am back. So I'm excited about it. Mainly, I do marketing and coaching and consulting for businesses, small businesses, as well as nonprofits. And so the goal is to empower you with the tools that you need to excel on social media. So what we are actually doing now, well, let me tell you this. You can find me on social media at any of the Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Periscope, at Monica Michelle S. That's MonicaMichelles. And so you can find me at any of those handles, send me a DM or a message, and let me know what you think. Or if you got a question, you can click the link in my bio so you can get additional information or get marketing tips directly to your inbox. So, Blog Talk Radio, this particular podcast of Michelle Minutes, we are focusing on overcoming objections and hearing her story. Today, we're actually on with Stevie. She's going to be joining us soon. I've known her for quite some time. And with Stevie, she's going to be sharing with us why she chose the field of being PR consultant, as well as telling us about some objections that she's had to overcome. Let's see if we can unmute her and get her in here. Hey, Stevie.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Monica Michelle?
I'm doing all right. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it, you coming on to help me reboot Michelle Minutes. How's your day been going?
Yes, great. It's great. I always make my days great. That is my catchphrase. That's what I say to people to encourage them. So it's been going great. How about you?
Excellent. Yeah, it's been going pretty good. A pretty wild day. And that's a really cool catchphrase because you determine the tone or the set for your day. You're in control. You're in charge of it. And so that's a really neat way of thinking about it. So we've known each other for years and years and years and years. And
yes,
I know you're doing PR. So the first and pressing question is, why did you choose PR? I know you've been doing it since 2009, right?
I've been a full-time entrepreneur since 2009, but I have been in PR for about 20 years, over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Because I started my journey in PR with being a student at North Carolina A&T. And so in 1996, I really started the journey in PR as a student, as an intern. You know, working with different people, different entities, and, that's how that started.
Cool. And why did you choose the field of PR when there's a gajillion majors to select?
It's funny. I think I've always been in the mode of wanting to get the best information out about people. So even before I knew what PR was, that's
right,
what I wanted to do. And so I actually went to A&T as a broadcast news major, which is funny because now I am doing a lot in broadcast, like online
right,
and offline. And so I switched to PR because I just enjoyed what it could bring. I enjoyed the parts of being able to bring more light on people in a way, you know, sometimes when you think of broadcast news, you have to definitely be on screen. You have to definitely be showcasing what, you know, people want you to hear, right? So when we look at the news, we don't always listen to the positive news. That's not what's being shown. But as a PR person, now I'm a coach and educator in the realm, I can show people how to bring out the best in them. And so that's what that really is about. I wanted to have people to not only, like, just show them the bad news, I wanted people to be seen in the best light.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So primarily you're focusing on the best part of, or I guess positioning entrepreneurs on putting their best foot forward. Is
absolutely
kind of, wow, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And so what are there typical issues that people, or because typically people don't come to you, it's more of a business or entrepreneur, is that correct?
Well, I do a lot with personal brands, so my clients specifically are women who speak. That's who I work with. So instead of saying women speakers, because a lot of people may not say that they're speakers, but they definitely have a voice and a message. So I concentrate on helping women who speak, who often are Christ-centered female empire builders. And so women who definitely know that they are chosen by God to do whatever it is that he has called them to do, and also who are interested in building for the masses, like really looking forward to, another catchphrase I say in my business is transforming Hidden Figures into household names. So when I saw Hidden Figures, it just really resonated with me because of the fact that, you know, a lot of women, a lot of people are Hidden Figures, but I definitely work with women. They are Hidden Figures, and so they are doing great things, right? But they don't have the visibility and the credibility. And so what PR does, and what I am really taking PR to the next level to do, is to show people, yes, we are visible, yes, we are credible, yes, we are the answer to your prayer, but we just need more people to know about it. So I utilize PR coaching and educating to do that part, and then I also have platforms on which I feature them. So I'm on both sides of the media now.
Okay, cool. Are there, in the journey of doing this, because you started back in 2000, and the business kind of launched itself in 2009, and now we are 9 years later in 2018, was there any, and I mean, I'm sure there was something, but is there, what's the biggest objection or challenge or opportunity that you had to overcome or figure out how to maneuver, for lack of a better phrase?
Yes. I didn't want to do PR. Even though I spent 4 years studying it, even though I had interest in the field, even though I had, like, expertise in the field, I didn't want to do it because a lot of times, people who hear about publicists, who hear about, you know, people who do what I do, they have heard these horror stories, right? They've heard people taking their money and doing all kinds, and I didn't want to be seen as that. Like, I consider myself very credible and somebody who has a lot of integrity. So, therefore, I didn't want to be seen in that light. I wanted to run as far away from that as I could.
Right.
But what I'm learning, even on this journey, is that I am here, I've me here in the world, and part of my assignment is to educate people and to really break down the complexities, because a lot of times PR can be this nebulous field that nobody knows what it is, but everybody feels they have to have it. And so I kind of help to break down what it is that the field is and say, you could be you, you could be paid for being you, and you have a voice that people need to hear. So I kind of really, or not even kind of, that's the work I do. And I transform from being a traditional publicist into being more of a coach and educator because, you know, even biblically, they talk about teaching the man the fish, right? And so what happens is that the work I do, I help people to understand that, yeah, you can hire a publicist, but if you don't have any education on what you're hiring, that's not on them, that's on you. Because you're sending money to people, you're sending PayPal Bling, you're sending, you know, Cash App, however you get that into their bank account, that's on you if you've not studied. Because a traditional publicist, my job is not to build your brand. but as a PR coach and educator, I kind of help with that. I say, yes, we think that you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. You think that, I think that. But the news media outlets look at you as black and white. They look at the facts. So we got to make sure that everybody thinks that. And so what a publicist traditionally has done is to take what you press release. We take all this. And that's, as a publicist, that's not my job to make you look hot. My job, especially if that's the service that you hired me for, just to disseminate a press release, that's all I'm doing. I am not building your brand. I am not. And a lot of people get that twisted because they feel like that's what the publicist does. And that is a service you can pay for, but that's not necessarily what the publicist is here to do. So I kind of formed this bridge between the people wanting to get seen but not knowing how, and being someone who can look at it from a professional standpoint and saying, okay, you need to, this is your message. So I do a lot of personal development before I even get to the PR part, because, you know, you write press releases, I write, that's the easy part of it. But if the client is not ready for that, then, you know, we got to do some internal work. And that's what differentiates me from everybody else. And that's really the barrier that I had to overcome, because people were coming to me and saying, I want you, I want you. And I was like, I do not want to do this. I do not like being a publicist. I don't. It's not, I love outsourcing to people. I love saying, if this is what you want to do, you want to be a publicist, and I know that you have integrity, then I will outsource to you. But I want to coach and educate. And so that's the answer to that question.
Fair enough. When it comes to working with different clients, because I know in the beginning, back in 2000s and stuff when we first met, that was something that I know I ran into. I want to do a service and I want to help and I want to do something for a client, but I want to do this part. I'm not interested in, and just because I do marketing and I help get your name out or get your, you know, your information out, I can't make people buy your product because the packaging might not be together, or when they go to reach out and talk to you, you may be talking in a way that's turning people off. And so, but you're not paying me to do it, and then you're going to try to blame it on me. And so that was something that I had to figure out how to overcome or how to educate, because it was like, okay, you're not ready, because if I go out here and put my name on it and put it out and talk you up, because I don't really do, I mean, I do a little bit with media, but not a lot, but I do some more getting gigs and stuff, or that's what I was doing at the time. And it was difficult to get some of my clients to understand that, yes, we can, even if your packaging looks pretty, if you yourself are not ready, it's for naught. It's a waste.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the biggest common challenges that you run into? And this is a twofold question. What are some of the biggest challenges that you run into? One, in running your business and just having a business in itself. And then the other part is, what's the biggest challenges that you typically, or are there any common thread things that you run into when working with clients? So do all clients need a press release typically, or so what's the biggest challenges on both sides?
Definitely the biggest challenge as far as being an entrepreneur is I never set out to be an entrepreneur. That was not my goal. You know, like some little kids have lemonade stands and all this. They do car washes and all kinds of stuff. It was not my goal to be an entrepreneur. That was not, like, I thought I was going to be working for somebody for the rest of my life. And so, for me, it definitely was a learning curve to be like, okay, I can have this freedom. Okay, I can make money. And that's been the greatest reward, too, but I had to figure it out. You know, like, back then, people weren't really talking about getting coaches, not in my circle, like they are now.
Right.
You know, coaches probably were reserved who had more money and more business insight, but I didn't have that. So really learning, and I always tell people the story, like, we talked about the Beauty from Head to Toe tour, like, a lot of people, and I want to thank you for this, because we talked about that, and that was kind of something that you came out with, but that a lot of that credit goes to you. And so me being a person who was just trying to figure it out to becoming the entrepreneur that I am now, that has been the biggest obstacle, because at the end of the day, if you know, I've learned how to do a lot with a little, but I like to have sustainability now. So, you know, just having faith is a faith walk, believing God that we're going to get a check at the end of the week, you know, and sometimes people, you've gone through those learning lessons of what to do in business, because I remember my business practices had changed. Like, before, when somebody hires me, you give me a check before I do the work, because I've learned a lesson on that. And so, you know, just the things that we've learned and developed, that's been the biggest thing with that. And I think with clients, really, really niching down and saying who I am for and who I'm not, really being honest with myself that, yeah, I can, I have a skill to be a publicist, I can do this, but I'm not passionate about that part of the business. And like you were saying, press releases, I do press releases, I write press releases, but that's a skill. That is not my passion. And truthfully, I don't feel that everybody needs a press release. When I've been featured, it's been off of relationship building. You know, it's been I've never really said myself personally. I've done it for my clients where they've been featured, but that's not how I broke into the doors. So for me, I think PR is the biggest thing. Relationship building is the biggest building block of PR. And that is why I love, like, social media, live streaming, because word of mouth is still the biggest form of marketing, no matter what happens. And it gives you an opportunity to utilize a free platform to get your voice and your message out there. So I always tell people, don't sleep on podcasts, don't sleep on live streaming, don't sleep on any of these things, because anytime you can get your voice heard, you never know who's listening on the other end. So,
yeah, that is definitely true. And that's one unique and cool thing about the broadcasting, is literally anyone can be listening at any time, and you never know when, and it's going to get passed around, especially if the content's good. And correct me if I'm wrong, but with your podcast, you just hit, or your live streaming, you just hit a milestone, yes?
Yes, I just hit a milestone today. Excited. So on Periscope, I just hit 1 million hearts, and I was working towards that. Shouts out to everybody who's ever watched one of my scopes. It has been a journey. It has. I appreciate each and every heart. Now we're on 2 million, but someone was asking, what's the big thing about hearts, right? And why? I'm like, that's just, to me, it's visibility. The more hearts you get, the more people see, and that's what it goes back to. So I'm excited about that. And God has just really allowed me to have some doors open. I do an offline radio show that could be seen on Facebook. We air it on Facebook. I do a television show on YouTube, and I have a podcast on iHeartRadio and Anchor. So he's allowed me to use my voice to do some amazing things.
Wow. And on all those channels, how can people find you on How can people find you on Periscope and YouTube, as well as iHeart and Facebook?
I always say, know how to spell my first name, and you can go to stevie.com. So my name is STEVII, and stevie.com will lead you to me and all my channels.
Gotcha. Fair enough. Now, earlier you mentioned relationship building, and it seems like to me as well that things are starting to take a swing more to relationship building than anything else. Can you speak a little bit to that? Do you think it's changed a lot for you? Was it relationship, a lot of relationship building in the beginning? And then how do you go and find these relationships?
I think for me, it's funny because the first book I ever have published myself is called Cultivating Your It Factor. So it talks about living out your God-given gifts. And so for me, it's part of my personal it factor to build relationships. God just blessed me in that way. And I'm 100% extroverted, but I talk to a lot of introverts, my clients. And so, you know, I've told introverts to, you know, just spend a lot of time with extroverts, right? Because you need that one friend. I'm the friend who introduces everybody to everybody. So I look at different people like, this is what this is. Hey, y'all need to know her and her. That's just what I do. And so I think relationship building is huge, but I think that you also have to understand that now in 2018, it's not all about who you know. It's about who knows you. Because at the end of the day, and I believe that live streaming has done a great work for this, especially for the introverts in the world, that you just have to have a screen and be okay and just stay on there, just practice. At the end of the day, reality TV has done a great work to help us to be not so polished. I think that, you know, when we first started, like, really connecting, it was all about the polished look. You got to have this, got to have that. Now you can get up there and press a button. People want to know you, right? They want to see what you do in your own element. They want to support that. And if you know, if you have a product or service, then that's even greater, because PR is all about three things, and that's the building blocks of business, the know, like, and trust factor. And so when people know you, like you, and trust you, they will spend money with you. And so that's the thing. People just really want to know you. They do.
That's pretty cool. How do you know how much to let people know? Like, how do you – when you're live streaming, because I've started live streaming – due to popular demand. No, I'm just playing. But I have started live streaming. I have not hit anywhere near a million hearts, let alone a thousand. But how do you know how much to share? And I mean, how do you, you know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about on your shows?
I talk about different things on each show. But on Periscope, I do a lot of PR and personal development. So I normally do have, you know, a topic or something that I'm resonating with. But some days I just go up there and talk. And I think for me, what I try to really tell people is just be yourself. Like, do what makes you comfortable. Because at the end of the day, if I tell you what, like, what I do and you try to model that, then you're going to be uncomfortable. So I tell people to go ahead, do what feels comfortable for you, because your custom design assigned audience will be magnetized to you. I always say magnetic, like magnetic attraction. That's what I believe. Either your people will be repelled, just like a magnet does with people who are not supposed to be there, or they'll be attracted. And you want to put out a message that is so resonating with whoever. And so there are some people like, I'm not like Stevie. She is too happy. She is too stubborn. She is too, and it's okay. It's okay.
Right.
I've learned for it to be okay. And that goes with the personal development, because at first I was like, you don't like me? But now I'm like, okay, well, I'm not for you. And maybe this person is, and it's okay. And I think that comes with just being comfortable. I love talking. So for me, I just love the friendships and the building that live streaming has offered. I remember my first time on Periscope. I hated it. I did not want to be there. Trolls were coming in. My signal was not going. I did not like it. And now, you know, to God be the glory, a million hearts later, here we are. But it definitely is a process. There's a cool group on Facebook called Perry Girls, and I'm part of that. It's a free group, perrygirls.com, and we really support each other in that. I think anybody who wants to live stream who's a woman, that's a great and safe environment to start.
Wow. Well, that is definitely helpful. So anyone who is looking to live stream, who is starting to live stream like myself, you may want to swing by Perry Girls on Facebook and check them out. Well, Stevie, thank you so much for being my wonderful guest for my rebroadcast and my reboot. I certainly appreciate it. I mean, we've known each other for a long time. I remember us sitting in Premiere and talking about Head to Toe. and I think that was even before Tyra Banks started talking about it. So I remember all of that
girl.
Stuff.
Yes.
Setting trends. So I appreciate it. People can find you at Stevie.com, and that's Stevie with two I's.
Yes.
Please share the broadcast if you know of anyone else that's trying to get the word out about just being in business and overcoming objections and niching down, because in the beginning you weren't really trying to do PR, and then even when you started doing PR, you were trying to figure out who's for you and what part of the business is your sweet spot inside of PR. So that's really unique and precious to you, and your energy is definitely contagious. And
well,
I just want to say thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Congratulations to you. I'm super excited. You are definitely one of the people who is super knowledgeable about everything you do, and I'm excited that we have this platform for you to teach all of us. That is great. Keep rocking your it factor and changing lives, starting with your own.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be like Steven, get me 1 million likes. A 1 million hearts.
Yes, girl.
Well, that's it. Thanks again, Stevie, for joining me. And thanks so much for taking the time to listen today. Stevie can be found at stevie.com. This is Michelle Minnett signing off. And if you're looking to reach me, you can find me at any of the social media platforms at Monica Michelle S. And that's Michelle with two L's. Again, thanks so much, and I hope you have a great day overcoming your objections and making your day great. Bye-bye.
Bye.